This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, March 22nd. Well, the Fed did what virtually everybody anticipated, which was to raise their key interest rates by 25 basis points. But that's not the big news. The big news was the FOMC statement, because it excluded the previous phase of saying that they were going to have ongoing rate increases. So that phrase, ongoing rate increases, has been deleted. They added a new phrase that some additional policy firming may be needed. So that essentially means that the Fed is done raising rates. Now, there's a survey of FOMC members called the dot plot, and the median high end of the range of the dot plot was 5.1%. So we're there. Right now, the rates are 4.75 to 5. As far as I'm concerned, the Fed probably doesn't have to raise rates anymore. This is incredible news, folks, because the Fed is clearly at the end of the rate hike cycle. And, now the goal of the Fed is to uninvert the yield curve, because the inverted yield curve can still stress banks. So they need to do that with their open market action. And of course, we still have to have very positive inflation data coming out. So, incredible news. I'm very happy. The markets are happy. We had a pretty big rally in the last couple of days, and the market's going to extend that rally. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is going to have a press conference. Hopefully, he won't screw anything up, he should just let the market celebrate the dovish FOMC statement. A couple other things going on is the crude oil inventory report came out today. And although there was a slight build in crude oil, there was another big drop in gasoline distillate inventories. This is the second week in a row we've had major drops. So here's what's going on in the energy patch. As soon as spring showed up, crude oil's headed higher. And it's headed higher because demand goes up in the spring. It's kind of seasonal, folks. It's been doing it every year I've been alive, so that's why I was so confident that crude oil would go higher. And we're certainly using all the gasoline and diesel because the inventories are dropping. So refining stocks are doing great. The energy stocks have firmed up. Natural gas is a bit different because it's tied to the weather, but hey, it's gold for much of the U.S. right now. So that's good news there, too. And, of course, we're shipping LNG like crazy, okay? Europe will never run out of gas because we're providing it for them. So, anyway, that's the big news for today. Energy's firm. The Fed's done raising rates. Now they got to invert the curve. It's time to celebrate. And by the way, it's quarter and window dressing next week or so. So our stock's going to do well, because we have fundamentally superior stocks that are very pretty, and professional managers like to add those kind of stocks to their portfolios at the end of the quarter, so they look good when they visit their clients and do quarter end reviews. So I want you to be happy. A lot of good things are going on right now, and I want you to enjoy the rally, because it was a little bit bumpy for a while. So let's just grow and prosper together. That's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.